Cheeseheads.
Cheeseheads.
Get on your feet. It's Curd and Law.
Hosted by Sparky Fighter and Ryan Horvath.
All right, so let's talk about the wide receiver position, because that is one position I see always talked about. Nope, he doesn't fit in what the Packers want. Nope, this dude fits in what the Packers want. Addison from USC probably will be there at 15 is my guess. However, you guys, you specifically, have been all about Hyatt, the wide receiver from Tennessee, which personally, I wouldn't take him at 15. I feel like that's way too high. But Packers are going to do what Packers are going to do at this point. So tell me the difference of why the Packers would like Hyatt versus why they wouldn't like Addison when you're stacking them up from a Packer perspective.
Yeah, I mean, and the interesting thing with Hyatt is he does not hit every metric that the Packers like. There is a big, ugly red dot in his metric, and that's his weight. He's really light. He would be the lightest wide receiver that they've drafted since Ted Thompson.
Wow.
And the only reason, and I like him just as a prospect, but then you start hearing whispers, and I've talked to other people who cover this team, and the Packers have done a ton of work on Jalin Hyatt. And I think it was Justice Mosqueda that had the info. He heard it at the combine that the Packers, essentially, they view Hyatt the same way they viewed Olave last year, who they were,
I saw that tweet. Yep.
They were ready to move up and take Olave. But I mean, the Saints sold the farm to go up and get him, I think at 13 or wherever it was. And he was a light guy. He was not a super dense guy. So maybe, maybe there's a little bit of changing of the guard here with as far as, what they care about as far as the density and the weight that these guys carry. And the reason they like those bigger, denser guys are because in Matt LaFleur's offense, everything is predicated on the run. If you can't, and Matt will say this, if you can't play on first and second down, we can't play you. And so it is interesting to say, okay, well then what about Hyatt? Because he's a light guy, and it would be interesting how they would use him. I think what the process is, and now I'm projecting, I have no idea, but I think what they are thinking is, we have one guy in Christian Watson who you have to fear when he's on the field. And we like that. And we got a taste of that last year, and we want more of it. And Hyatt is, he came out and ran a 4.4 at the combine, which is weird to say that was a disappointing 4.4. I mean, you watch this guy on tape and he makes people look like they're, running in sand. He's just that type of guy who has that innate ability to get past safeties and beat guys over the top. I mean, what he did to Georgia and Alabama is, we've never seen it. Just haven't seen people do it. I mean, he scored five touchdowns against yep. Alabama. And that right there in itself should tell you that, here's a battle-tested guy, came through the SEC and has basically blew it up this last year as far as his ability and kind of like announcing himself to the national stage that, hey, I'm a dude. And he's a stud. And so it is interesting because I can't sit here, Sparky, and tell you like this is how they would use him, other than the fact that I think he can play in the slot, he can play outside, and him and Watson together are, it's terrifying to think of. I mean, it would be a high flying offense. You talk about, the long game and how the Golden State Warriors, changed the game of basketball with the long ball. Well, we are kind of seeing that in the NFL right now too, with specific offenses. Look at Mike McDaniel in Miami, what he's doing with those two ridiculously fast guys. Except the thing is, Watson's bigger than both those guys, and Love has got a better arm than Tua.
For sure.
And so, just that is what is exciting to me as far as the wide receiver position and Jalin Hyatt. But I'm with you though, Sparky. If they took him at 15, that's high. Like that's high to take him. I think in the guide, he's not a top. He's like, I think he's right around our 30th player in this draft.